Yo.
What's up?
Say, bro. When we gonna stop letting niggas cap on social media? I'm sick of that. Yo, I'm on Facebook, and this nigga I know was talking about he was going Corvette shopping and Ben shopping. Yeah. Yo. But he was like, nah, he was like, I was going Corvette shopping and Ben shopping, but instead I dropped the money and betted on the Warriors against the Rockets. He was at that game, but he was in the cheap seats. I'm just saying, my nigga, if you buying Bets and Benzes,
right,
you could at least be in the 100 section.
Right.
Nigga, you in the 300s. Nigga, if I buy tickets for somebody, I'm buying them better seats than that. That's right. Terrible.
Like, this nigga said, I'm going car shopping. Like, I'm about to give me a new Benz. Like, nigga, come on, dog. Like,
it's funny to me because, he do got a Benz. I mean, but it's like a 03 Benz. Like, nothing wrong with that, but,
right.
Like, stop stunting like you got this E-Class and shit. Like, dog, it's old as fuck.
Like they be acting like niggas don't be knowing who they are in real life, though. Like stop it.
Man. Yeah, hey, bro, from now on, I'm telling the truth. Like, nigga, don't try to stunt when you wearing Team Jordans. Fuck all that, nigga. Nah. Niggas out here wearing Team Jordans. No retros. Like, stop it, nigga.
Then it don't be working. Like, it's not like they getting, like the bitches be on the fucking comment section, like, ooh. Like, no, nigga, you're lying for no reason. Like, it ain't working. Try being honest. Maybe it might work for you. Like, nigga, that's not working, my nigga.
You know what else is funny in social media? Yo, bitches want popularity over money. Like, that shit funny to me. Like, look at the way a bitch move or hug, how she carry herself, in a nigga she try to socialize with.
Right.
Like, she might try to socialize with a fucking, I don't know, a nigga that's like a promoter or something, or a DJ or something like that. Yeah. Instead of like a working nigga, like you know these niggas broke over here, like you want the look.
Yeah, they
you want the ambiance of like trying to fit in or look like you popping in the mainstream. You want the look.
Right. Popularity always ruled in New Orleans. You already know that shit. Like, people don't, whatever's popping is what everybody gonna fuck with. When it comes to trans, niggas, bitches, that's just how the city is, dog.
I'm getting money, man. Fuck all that.
Yeah, right.
I never cared to be popular. I cared to stuff my pockets.
Right. And then they don't really see how you moving until they see you somewhere in person, and then they be like, well, I didn't know he was like that. Yeah, because you judging based off of what I do instead of who I am.
You ain't got to judge me. You ain't getting a dime out of me. So you could think I'm whack, I'm broke, you think whatever. Like, my attention somewhere else.
Right.
I don't know why that shit was getting to me, man. But like,
when niggas be, I just laugh at niggas. I don't even comment. I like it. I just keep scrolling. Like, this nigga, it keeps scrolling.
Like,
females be lying too. Nigga, trying to play that good girl card when you really a hoe. Like, that's the one I see most. Like, they be acting like they, or niggas ain't fucking fast, but bitch, I fucked you fast. So why you trying to act like you don't fuck niggas fast?
Say, bro, buku chicks. Oh, let me stop. Man, I'm about to start exposing myself real quick. Let me stop, man. Damn.
I just laugh, dog, because they be lying so hard trying to portray this image. Like, like, you a hoe. I know you a hoe.
I think that's the beauty of social media. You can be whatever you want to be.
Pretty much. Yeah, you can pretty much be whoever you want, especially if you can flaunt it. Like, if you got it, like aesthetic-wise, like, you can make yourself look like you got money and be broke at the same time. And people like, oh, this motherfucker getting money. He got 100,000 followers.
Yeah. That nigga like, man, I got 20,000 likes.
Nigga, right.
Nigga, I got a dollar for every like you got, nigga. Like, like, what are you talking about, nigga? I can really put a dollar for every like you have.
Right. Hey.
Right, what are we talking about, nigga? You can't do that.
I just let people have it,
though. Niggas happy about likes, but got like fucking 2,000 in the bank.
I just let people have it. That's
I mean, nothing wrong with that. Like, you got to start somewhere. You got to save somewhere. But like, say, bruh, fuck popularity. Get money, man.
Yeah, I don't have no problem with it till you start trying to shit on motherfuckers. And that's when I get a problem with it. Because now you start thinking you're like you fucking a celebrity or some shit. Like, you're not one of them celebrities.
Like,
you're not amigos, nigga.
Yeah, because nigga,
like, you're not one of them niggas.
I'm really him. like you could be as popular you want as on like Facebook or Instagram or something, but you're not in the same rooms I'm in. Like, like we in different rooms. Like, the rooms with niggas with money, you can't walk in that room. That right. Door's locked to you. That shit off.
Right.
Well, like real business owners and shit like that, like people who are trying to network and make moves, you're not in that room. You're in a room with niggas shucking and jiving for likes. Right.
Pouring lick on the ground. Like, and they were doing it. He was into some shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's the kind of room them niggas be in.
Man, start this pod, nigga. Yo, Mike, start the pod in 3, 2, 1. Season finale.
I'm a boss.
Bitch, I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
Run that.
I come across.
I'm a boss shit now.
Bitch,
being fresh.
Yeah,
you gotta bump that louder. I'm a worker.
I'm
a worker.
I'm a
worker. Shout out to Ross and me. I like this song.
I'm a boss.
Gotta put back off.
Got so many shades, they thought I had a lazy eye.
Are you cutting out?
Shorty roll me.
I'm Cardi. Say something. Don't hate me. I'm Cardi. Yo, what up, man? Welcome to episode 149. The season finale of the TMI podcast. That's toxic masculinity issues. You know us, we bring that toxic shit to the forefront. And y'all could be anywhere in the world, but you rock with me and Fresh. Dog, I'm grateful. I appreciate every fan we got. Everybody who take their time to listen to us, stream right. us. Like, I am so grateful, man. Like, we do this for y'all, actually. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, we do it for ourselves.
I do it for myself. But
I appreciate y'all listening and watching and streaming and everything else.
Yeah, man. It's the season finale. And it's the last time you're gonna hear this drop. It's a nice drop too. Mr. One of a Kind, but I'm kind of the one Hollywood Nicki.
Really think around just in case y'all forgot. They've been trying to stop the wave, but the wave don't stop.
I like doing this. This is the last time you're going to hear it from the underdog, Mike Fresh. Yo, man. I'm going to hear about your week before we get into this pod. Okay. How your week was, man?
It was pretty chill. Work was straight. It wasn't too busy or no shit like that, no bullshit. I think I ain't getting to it with nobody this week. First time in a long time I ain't getting to it with no customers or nothing this week. I mean, corporate pissing me off because they bitch about how many hours we working, but they do that shit every year, so it don't bother me. It bothers other people.
How many hours you work this week?
I think 52, some shit like that. The fuck? Yeah. 52?
I ain't gonna hold you. I worked about 3 hours this week.
I be hating on you on the slick. This nigga just called me in the middle of the day. What you doing? Nigga, I'm at fucking work. Nigga, you already know where I'm at. Why you answer the phone? Nigga, I'm working, fuck.
Not going to, I'm going to the office. Man, this shit bored. Walk, call.
Fuck.
Oh, man. Let's see, had a chill week, huh?
Yeah.
I ain't do too much. I went to the open mic. Holler at Robin. I got to go see what she up to. Listen to some poetry and some singing and shit. I was still rude and booing niggas.
This nigga.
If they trash some booing niggas.
This nigga. <here.
laughs> Friend of the show, Tyrone, went to his baby shower today.
That's what's up.
That was dope. Walked in there, hollered at him, his wife. She watched the podcast, I guess, to see him. somebody else there. He approached me. Was like, big fan of the podcast. That shit had me smiling. I was with DeJean, so I feel like a big shot in front of and I got a TMI merch on, but shout out to Dre. Damn, what else I did? Oh, I think it was Friday. I went to holler at Jamie. She didn't slide down. Nah, I pulled up my old Harbor Freight people. Ran to Larry, Janae, and Tammy. Had to fuck with them. That's about it. Studying for a bigger state license test.
That's the last one?
Yeah, I mean, that's the hardest one. I don't need it, but that's the right bigger policies. Right. So I do need it.
Right. That's what's up. You know you're going to kill it like always?
Oh, definitely.
Right.
Fuck, if I fail, I'll take that bitch again. I ain't tripping. But yo, let's have fun. Let's have fun, man. It's the season finale, bro. If I ask you, who was your favorite guest this year? I mean, this season.
Probably Lurk. Because he put me on some new shit. I seen him on your page, like commenting on shit. But I didn't know he rap or nothing like that. Because, you know, I wasn't following him back then. So when he comment on a podcast page or something like that, he just comment on whatever we talking about.
Yeah. Oh.
So, and I don't really fuck with local rap. I'm like you when it come to rap. I don't really fuck with too many niggas down here when they come to rap. So I like the way I like the way he spit. That nigga be spitting.
I should have started that podcast with that boss nigga step. That's right. What I should have did. I'm thinking about it now. I should have did. Yo, we had so many guests this season. In fact, out of all six seasons we did, this is my favorite one. Out of every season we did, this is my favorite one right here.
Right.
We had a lot of I think we started off with the regular people like, you know, Tyrone, Deonica, Robin, the regular people. But we had Cole from Grand Company with the watches.
Right.
I'm so proud of him. I always see him doing some network, and I am so proud of this nigga.
Yeah, that nigga be out there grinding.
I am so proud. I like seeing what he do. Plus, right. He got a great product, and I love seeing him shine.
Right.
So we had Cole and Gil. She took time out of her schedule to come kick it with us, Taylor.
Yep.
Crazy as a motherfucker, hella funny. I'm so happy she came through. After Taylor, I got this out and about knowing the city of New Orleans, all the food spots, all the dope spots. Right. Alex Robinson. I'm glad she came through. That was dope. After her, we had
Chelsea.
She is so big with the prom dresses. I seen some shit she was doing recently with the dresses.
Right.
Like super dope Chelsea. Like, we had a lot of guests. I'm just super proud. Chip came through. I've been knowing this nigga for years. I heard the album. I was like, you gotta come through. Classic came through. Like, this was one of my favorite seasons. So many things, man. You had a moment that stuck out to you? It's on the spot right now. That's all to think about.
Probably Taylor getting, she was getting in your ass a little bit, pause, with the jokes.
Yeah. But you know I gave her a pass because she a guest. Because I'm about to light her ass up. Yeah,
that's why I was laughing.
You know when I first see people, I write some jokes on them just in case something goes left. But that's my girl. man, that's my girl. I don't know if I have a favorite moment. Oh, I do like when Chip came on and do baby like Dewey. I fuck with that nigga. In fact that whole camp, that conglomerate, I fuck with them niggas, man.
Right.
Yo,
them niggas move as a unit. Yo, I like that shit.
We gonna do some kind of collab. I'm gonna do something with them niggas because I like them niggas.
Right.
Yeah. But I guess I don't know a favorite moment, but it's been a good season. A lot of things happen. I like just the jokes,
the growth. You can see the growth in our podcast. Like, you can see it, not just from being on this side of the mic, but even from the outside, you can see the difference.
Are you talking about quality?
Quality, topic varying, fucking guests, varied guests. Like, all of them was always different. It wasn't like we getting people from the same genre on. Like, all of those guests did something totally different from each other.
And I appreciate them be willing to take time off their schedule to kick it with us. Because, I mean, we're not mainstream.
Right.
We're not, like, overly popular in a saturated field.
Right.
I mean, that's 5 million podcasts on Spotify.
Right.
We just happen to be number one. Maybe not ranked as far as viewership, but we, as quality-wise, we're number one.
Right.
If you don't think so, suck my dick. But, but let's talk about what's happening in the world right now. Women's NCAA tournament still going on.
Yep.
They had a controversial ending with Iowa and Connecticut.
Yeah, that weak ass offensive foul.
I ain't gonna talk about that. I just wanted to segue into Angel Reese. Last show, when LSU won a championship, we went out our way to defend Angel Reese. Just the narrative the media created. They try to paint her as a villain, and she tried to wear that hat, but that's not her.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. I mean, I know she probably wanted to, you know, be like the big dog, but it's hard when people that negativity weigh on you, when people constantly root against you all the time, and as soon as you have one moment of failure, people pounce on that motherfucker like a lion. Like, it's hard to be strong at one of your worst moments.
Let's play devil's advocate, but in the proper way. When LSU was steamrolling niggas, Angel Reese be popping. She be popping that shit.
Yeah,
which I like. I like athletes that talk shit.
Yeah, I mean, so we two niggas that play sports that talk shit. So we love to see it. And both of us say way worse than she said on the court. Besides, watch him out, waving niggas off when they fall out. Like I told a nigga he was fucking self-checked in front of his daddy. Like, he was standing like 2 feet from me. I didn't know the dude daddy was standing right there, but I didn't give a fuck. I did it again. But, like, for whatever reason, this narrative that women supposed to be seen and not heard. Like, bro, like, y'all ain't never played. Like, women who play, no, they play sports like us.
No. It's not women should be seen and not heard. It's black women.
Black women, okay, yeah.
Because I watched last year Haley Van Lith.
When she was at Louisville?
Yeah, just talking crazy. I watched Caitlin Clark this year last year.
Seen the bullshit?
And she kind of do a lot of disrespectful shit.
Yeah. Like,
she pushed niggas and everything.
Yeah.
Well, she pushed the right people.
Yeah, she's
not going to push a South Carolina girl. I bet you.
Fuck no.
I bet you whatever.
She a selective bully.
She's going to push one of them South Carolina girls, and that nigga going to come out one of them. And they going to beat the white out of her.
Like, she's selective with her bullying. She always keep it respectful when they play LSU.
But it's also, she a competitor, so she respect dogs. Like, dogs respect dogs. Like, Angel respect her, she respect Angel. And none against Caitlin Clark, I fuck with her. It's about the media.
Right.
So, when Angel pop her shit, when she fails, I'm cool with niggas making fun of her failing. That's a part of the game.
Right.
I don't like how people vilify her when she's not really a villain, and the name calling and insults they use. Like, this is a young girl, she's fucking 21. She a kid to me.
Right.
So I'm going to go out my way to defend her.
Right.
Like, she says she received death threats, and she has. That's wild for a collegiate athlete to take.
Right.
Like us, we see a lot of unpolitically correct stuff on this podcast.
Right.
If we start facing death threats, I don't know how we gonna react to it. If we got so many of them, like, ones, whatever, nigga, meet me. But if we got a thousand of death threats, that's it, a weigh on us. And we grown men. Like, we're old adults.
Right.
She's been overly sexualized. Like, they putting her face on shit and doing that.
Yeah.
I understand. She sexualized herself too. But that's for her age. Like, that's around her age gap, and she's not doing too much. Like, she's a Sports Illustrated body with the bikinis and shit. Right.
People take her head and put it on a fake naked body. That's crossing the line, dog. Like, her putting bikini pics is regular shit. Like, what the fuck you supposed to wear to the beach, nigga? A fucking muumuu? Shit. Fuck. Like, people like, well, she posted bikini pics. Yeah, nigga, she was in, she, well, I think once she was actually going to the beach. Another one, it was for like a NIL deal. She was just, you know, promoting some shit. Like, nigga, you, this over, like, nigga, that don't give y'all the right to be overly horny, nigga. Like, I'm a horny nigga, but control yourself, like, my nigga. Like, you ain't got to be, oh, my God. Like, you ain't got to, you don't have to always say what the fuck is going on in your brain, my nigga. You can be like, damn, wait, hold up. Good.
I do say what's going on in my brain a lot. I say that.
But you're, like, nigga, go through her comment section. People be either be calling her all kinds of names, talking about they want fuck, or that's what you get. I hope something happened to you. They got people in that supporting, but it's a combination of one of those, yeah, four things.
When you got the hate and the gut, yeah. You got a lot of hate, it's hard to deal with. But I'm looking at mainstream media personalities. I hate to make everything white and black,
right?
But it is.
Yeah, it can't avoid it.
So, like, white people who not really LSU fans don't fuck with Angel Reese. The media is whitewashed, and they don't fuck with Angel Reese. But there's black media personalities that should uplift Angel Reese,
right?
And some of these people ain't doing it. Like, say my nigga name,
Emmanuel Acho, coon ass.
I'm gonna throw him some bell because he realized the error of his ways and he backtracked.
This ain't the first time he done some coon shit though. Like, he tried to make the police a sympathetic figure after George Floyd. So this ain't his first time catching fire behind some shit he done said on that show.
Do you think this is real? His really his thoughts or a ploy to receive?
Was the shit that she was talking about didn't have nothing to do with basketball. He said you can't be a big bad wolf on the court and then cry like Courage the Cowardly Dog. She not crying about basketball shit. She crying about shit that's bothering her off the court. That shit weighs on you. She wasn't upset about losing.
She was upset about losing.
I mean, but she wasn't crying about, oh my God, I lost this shit.
I think they played a factor in it too.
Yeah, I mean, everything. Yeah, it made her emotional, but the loss is not the main thing that bothers her. You're gonna lose long enough. You playing basketball long enough, you're gonna lose, nigga. Nobody, Jordan lost games before, nigga. Shit. He wasn't undefeated. He ain't go 82-0 every year.
LeVar Ball never lost.
Like the shit that she was talking about at the press conference was mostly non-basketball related. Like the death threats, the over sexualization. Like that's what was making her upset. She was upset because she lost, but I guess she felt like this was her final press conference at LSU, so she just had to get everything off her chest. Because I think she had already made her mind up. She said she was waiting a few days, but I mean, she came out the next day and said she was going pro. So,
I think in general, this is my opinion. I think black media figures should stick together and uplift black athletes because black athletes are easily torn down.
Right.
And it'd be simple mistakes, but their white counterparts are not torn down. They had a kicker named Josh Brown, beat his wife and didn't miss a game.
Right.
It just doesn't happen. They had a quarterback named Ben Raplesberger. That's his name. Oh, it's a Roethlisberger. Well, he got so many rape charges and is he in the Hall of Fame yet?
Yeah, he gonna be.
Because he'll be in the Hall of Fame.
Think about one or two more years.
I'd rather black media figures like uplift black people and not take the coon route like some Jason Whitlock or
Emmanuel Acho.
Yeah, but I really ain't trying to talk about injuries all this time. I mean, keep your head up, girl. I wish you the best in the WNBA and work on your game. Like, offensively, she kind of limited. She got to work on it. She needs a mid-range game. She needs a mid-range game because she didn't have it.
Right.
But we going to stay on LSU real quick. Jeff Landry.
Yes, I saw it.
Is that our governor? No, we got to go out and vote. Like, I'm... When's the last time you voted for governor?
Did I vote? No, I didn't vote this year. I did vote this year. I wasn't at work. I voted. I mean, I knew it was going to be a losing battle because the fucking election was, everybody was out of town during the Saints game. And I think LSU was playing at home or some shit. So, you know how niggas is. They don't need a reason to go out of town. Especially Houston or Atlanta. They going.
We lost that push for the importance of voting. In my lifetime, I can only recall one time when they really pushed the narrative, let's go vote. And that was that Vote or Die.
Yeah.
It was like Diddy and BET pushing the narrative to go vote. We got to vote more because Jeff Landry on some other shit.
Yeah. He doing a lot of shit, dog. And he just took office, what, 2 months ago?
I'm not sure, nigga. I don't know politics. Yeah,
I think he been in office 2 months, and this nigga is on a wrecking crew.
I know this. He proposed that if student athletes, I guess, don't be on the floor for the national anthem or don't support it, they should lose their scholarships. Right. All right. Some of them are academic. Some of them athletic. No school. Man, who the best college basketball player? We don't watch college, fuck. Who the best college football player right now?
I mean.
Who in the Heisman?
The best college
who basketball player
is, Jay Daniels. He was at LSU.
Oh, yeah. Daniels. Okay. And they went Heisman?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, the quarterback. Lost to Florida State. All right, if Daniels said, fuck the anthem, I'm not standing up, LSU is not going to bench him
right
to put a worse player in. But you know how crazy you sound? Nigga, sports is big business, nigga. Shut the fuck up.
Especially
you don't have the money. You don't have the money to fund these programs. You don't have the money to fund these programs. Sports does.
Right.
So shut the fuck up, nigga. Nobody was standing for that bitch-ass flag, dog. We going to... Dog, one day I must really show how I feel about this fucking country and that flag and that anthem. Dog, the anthem has three verses. Verse, we only play verse two. Oh, say, can you see? That's verse two. Verse three, it talk about killing niggas who escaped and sought refuge.
And I'm tired of them trying to change the boycotting of the national anthem. It's not about the troops. Stop trying to say that. Oh, y'all don't support the troops. Yes, I fucking do. Two troops, I support wholeheartedly, as a matter of fact. My fucking siblings. Shit, nigga, like, stop trying to change the narrative. That shit get on my nerve. Like, bro, Cap came out and said in the press conference, it's not about the troops. Why the fuck they keep, and you tell me it's not about something. I go, no, it is about that. How the fuck I'm going to tell you what, and you telling me it's not. And I'm going to just say no, right to your face, no, it's about this. Like, that's not aggravating. That's the shit that's pissing me off, though. This shit is aggravating, though.
All right. Not gonna hold you. You come from a military background, your family.
Yeah.
You support the troops. I don't dislike the troops.
Right.
But that ain't my cup of tea. I'm not fighting in the white man's army or the white man's navy or the white man's air force or the white man's marines. No. I think everybody black should leave the armed forces. Period. No, we do not get fair treatment in this country. Like, my grandpa fought, I'm pretty sure he fought in, like, one of them fucking wars. He was in the army.
Right.
I'm pretty sure when he got home from fighting that war, nigga, you can't come to this diner. No, nigga, you can't catch this cab. Yes. No, nigga, you can't take this water fountain or use this bathroom.
In his uniform. In full uniform. Because when you come home, you're in full uniform. So he was calling him a nigga in full uniform.
Like, I appreciate what people, what my troops do. Because they take pride in this country. And they believe in the American dream and what this country should be and could be. But it's not that. It's never going to be that. Say, I don't care about anything for this country. I hate everything. Period. I'll match energy. America don't love me. America don't love black people. That's why we don't get the fair wages. We don't get the jobs.
Right.
In fact, the country was built on our backs, and the people who reap the benefits of it don't look like us.
Hell no.
All your top CEO people are not, they don't look like me, and they hire their friends who don't look like me.
Yep.
Say, bro, you know how hard I had to fight to get to the top of wherever I'm at?
Right.
Got to fight twice as hard as them, be twice as talented. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, absolutely right.
So I'm not, man, the troops, yeah, do y'all think, but if I'm black, until my country gets fair treatment, I'm not doing anything for this. I ain't doing anything for this country. We go to war, they gonna conquer us. Well, like I'm not being united. Like we go to war, that's gonna be in this country because I ain't uniting. A couple of nations band together, like Russia and
China
band together and take us out. And they're going to be like, citizens, we need y'all. No, nigga. You're not getting me. I'm making sure we lose that fucking war. I'm going to see how it is under Russia. See how the world looking under Russia. Start talking like Zangief.
This nigga throw up.
Hey, Jeff Landry, suck a dick, man. Let's talk about sports while we're here real quick. Now, how you feel about Mike Tyson fighting Jake Paul?
I mean, I'm not paying for that shit. I think Tyson's going to beat him. It is? Oh, shit. I'm probably, I guess I'll watch it eventually. But, I mean, you think he's going to win? I'm talking about Jake Paul. I think Tyson's going to hurt him.
Nah, I think it's set up for...
Oh, you think it's going to be like, he taking a dive?
No, I think it's set up that nobody's going to hurt nobody.
Oh, with all them rules and shit they got in place?
Yeah. And I don't like seeing Mike Tyson, who's almost 60 years old, doing this.
I mean, I think he just missed. He don't need the money, because he get hella money from that weed business he got. But I think he just missed fighting. You know how it is.
And, well, if Jake Paul wants to really be a boxer and take it so seriously, go fight Anthony Joshua.
He want the money. He don't want to be taken seriously. You know, he not trying to, you know, be like the best boxer in the world. He like the payday that come with the notoriety. That's why he keep not fighting like real boxers.
Well, I want to see him fight Deontay Wilder.
He not going to never do that. Not for another one. Oh, Wilder in his 30s? He got to if he can age him 30 years right now, he'll fight him now. He gotta go fight this man too close to his prime, dog.
I don't want to see Jake Paul fight anybody. Like, fucking nigga fight me in his house. he want money so much. Like, let's fight in this bitch. That boy's not walking out. He not walking out here alive.
That's it.
Fuck that, man. Go fight me in the street somewhere.
Like people, I have no idea why people was paying to watch these niggas fight.
Bring his brother too. Nigga jump me.
Old MMA fighters and fucking YouTubers. Like,
man, tell him bring his brother. What's his brother's name?
Logan,
John?
Logan Paul, yeah.
Man, fuck it. Handicap. Them two versus me in the streets. Not in the ring, in the streets.
Shit.
Two dead Pauls. Care about this shit, man. Last sport take before we move on, man. What's that nigga name?
Who?
LeBron's son.
Oh, Bronny? Look at his name.
Man, this nigga declared for the NBA draft?
Yeah, I think that was just... I mean, you could declare for the draft and go back to school now. So, I don't think he going to stay in the draft.
Attention, NBA owners and GMs. Me, Dominic Hunter, is declaring for the NBA draft. Hey, yo, you could pay me a lot less than Bronny. And we doing the same numbers, I promise you. We doing the exact same shit. I'm less of a headache. So if y'all draft that nigga, draft me instead. There are 2 points to go into the draft. Man, get the fuck out of here.
I think he's just going to get evaluated. And then he going to pull out.
Nigga trash. That's what I'll evaluate you, nigga. You're trash. Nigga overhyped. USC was trash. He can't be Juju. What's her name?
Juju Watkins, yeah.
Go play Juju 101. She gonna light his stupid ass up. She in the tournament. He on the bench.
And they was supposed to be good this year, too. I don't know what the fuck happened, dog.
In fact, Bronny, play me 1-on-1. In fact, this is what I want. I want to fight with Jake Paul. I want to play Bronny 1-on-1. I want to battle Kendrick Lamar. Yeah. Music drop Friday. You ain't hear it though.
I ain't hear the whole thing. I heard 7 minute drill. Cole.
What you thought about it?
I liked it. But why niggas don't be saying names in diss tracks no more? Like, what happened to them days?
You want me to go to like a full?
I mean, when I
go full in depth.
Yeah, when anything I need to know about music, nigga, you always my go to, nigga. So,
I mean, this is my speculation. I can't prove any of this.
Yeah.
But then, what was your boy Kendrick shit like that?
Yeah.
And like that, Kendrick did not say a name.
Right.
And I don't know why everybody went crazy because it was light work. The beat was crazy though. The beat was hot.
Yeah.
But fans went crazy and that was light work. That was like a jab. If we go to boxing terminology, that was a jab.
Right.
And on that song, it seemed like he was talking mostly to Drake.
Right.
If he mentioned Cole, it was like, fuck the big three. Yeah. It's just Big B.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's like, not even.
Right. The loudest ball was the one that was directed at Cole, but most of the other balls was directed at Drake.
And they were all pretty fucking light. So Cole responded with a jab, but this reminds me of Takeover and Ether.
Right.
Most people think Ether is a better song. I fuck with Takeover because it's factual. Ether's just jokes. Jay-Z doing Tybo. Jay-Z doing this. It's jokes. Takeover is like factual shit. 4 albums in 10 years, nigga, I can divide. That's
right. I was fucking with Ether first because I heard Ether first. Then I went back and listened. Because I was listening to Jay-Z, but I wasn't listening to him like that. I heard Ether first, and I went back and listened to Takeover. And then I went and heard Super Ugly.
Super Ugly.
Yeah.
I was kind of trash. But, like, this Cole and Kendrick shit.
Right.
Kendrick is Ethering it, just saying funny stuff. I'm burning tattoos. Ha! Like, but Cole said shit. Cole said real shit. Your first was a classic. Good Kid, Mad City.
Right.
Your second was, your last one, what is it?
He said your first one was classic, the last one was tragic.
Tragic.
Yeah. You're talking about
my take, that stepper shit was terrible. The second one was gassed. That Pimp a Butterfly was gassed. It wasn't a good album.
Right.
The third one was his prime. Damn. We like Damn. Well, I like Damn.
Right.
I like everything he's saying is truthful. I fuck with that. So, I like 7 Minute Drill. I think the beat was poo. The first half of the beat was poo.
Right.
The second half was good.
I mean, but Cole do his own beats though, huh?
Nah, he didn't.
Do this one?
Nah.
Oh.
I mean, T-Minus did that one.
I mean, but he if he get a fucking Metro Boomin beat or some shit like that, like, yeah.
Nah, Cole stopped doing his own beats two projects ago.
Oh. I thought he was still doing his own production.
Nah, that was two projects. He stopped doing that. But, what's your favorite rap beef pause of all time?
Probably Tupac and Biggie. I mean, Tupac was, that nigga came out, like, nigga, that was haymakers. First off, fuck your bitch and the click you claim. Like, nigga, he came out there throwing, that wasn't no body shots, nigga. That's a nigga cocking back and swinging for the fences.
You like hit him up?
Yeah, I like hit him up. I like fucking Real Compton G's. I like fucking No Vaseline. I like Dre Day.
Yeah. I don't like hit him up. And
like, you think he went too far?
No, because I don't like lies. I like Pac ain't fuck. He ain't fuck Fate.
Right.
He just said that because it's good rap.
Yeah, he trying to get under niggas' skin too.
And he only did one verse. Second verse was fucking Napoleon, one of them outlaw niggas. Yeah. Like, it started off hot, but like that, I think that verse is overhyped because it's not factual.
And Biggie never responded. So it was like a one-sided beef. Because who shot you wasn't about Pac. I don't give a fuck what Pac think.
It wasn't about Pac.
I know.
But Biggie, like, we don't respond for, like, Pac, he rapped Thug Life.
Right.
Biggie was in the streets for real.
Right.
Like, he was really in the streets.
Yeah.
Pac was dancing and doing ballet. Like,
and poetry and shit.
And poetry. So that Thug portrayal you got, nigga, don't believe that shit, though. Like, in a fight, Big gonna beat the shit out of Pox. Like, you put both niggas on the street and say survive. Pox ain't built that way. Biggie is. He's gonna get money. He really hustled. He really did this shit.
Right.
Pox is the actor. Go back to acting, nigga. I ain't saying he a bitch ass nigga. He not fake or nothing, but
yeah, he wasn't like, no gangster like that.
You weren't
yeah.
street. This nigga's really street.
Right.
I wouldn't, like, one of my favorite dishes was Curtis by Kev. Curtis.
Like, that shit was annoying, though. It was the song, like him saying Curtis, like that was just annoying because it was loud. That it was so funny. Fucking loud, though.
And they go to the radio, say Curtis, come on, Curtis. I like that.
And him, the Brazil Tops, that shit was hilarious. That's Brazil Tops, B.
Hold on. And they call that boy, he call that boy Bugs Monkey.
Yeah.
And 50 went and got his teeth fixed after. And nigga, that shit must have stunk because he went and got them teeth fixed.
I think it came funny as hell, though.
Yeah. I like that. I like Hov and Nas. I started liking Drake and Pusha. Cause Pusha been throwing shots forever. And then Drake did Duppy.
Right.
But Duppy, he mostly went at Kanye on that. He took like a few shots at Pusha. That was mostly about Kanye. Then Pusha came with the story of added on or something, and it went kind of full. Should I?
I mean, that Drake and Meek was kind of one sided because Meek shit was weak as hell.
I didn't like 50 and Rule.
I mean, cause you fuck with Ja Rule, you think 50 kind of petty and messy.
I think it's whack too because it was Ja Rule versus then like I seen Busta Rhymes jump in and Eminem jump in like. First of all, that white boy shouldn't jump in nothing. Because I know for a fact Ja Rule will beat the shit out of Eminem in they fight. If Ja Rule beating 50 up, and 50 got hands, I heard a story about 50 breaking nigga jaws.
Right.
Like, breaking jaw. Man, Eminem, stop it, dog. Stop it. Like, I'm sick of that nigga. I want to fight him, too. I'm sick of that nigga.
So I guess you're on Bendino's side?
No, I don't like his bitch ass either. I mean, in that beef, I'm siding with Benzino because right. I really hate Eminem, dog. Like, I hate when niggas who not street try to insert themselves in street business knowing they not ready for that outcome. Like, this is not 8 Mile, nigga. Like, this is not a movie, dog. They will fuck you up.
Like, I think he would just side with 50 because, you know, that was his artist, I guess.
You think 50 gonna protect him?
Right.
When them bullets start flying, 50 doing a shooting. 50 ain't a hole. He gonna shoot too.
Right.
Eminem gonna be what? Doing this? Let's rap, guys. No. Busta Rhymes is not doing a shooting. Dr. Dre ain't shooting. He gonna beat up women. That's fucking like right. Man. All these niggas gang up on Ja Rule, and they gang up on Ja Rule when the Fed seizes assets and he ain't got no money.
Right.
They seize him or they ain't got assets. Ja Rule by himself with no funds and no nothing. Like right. What the fuck? Man, Dr. Dre, man, get the fuck out of here. Beating up women. You ain't tough, nigga. Like, nigga know about your background, yeah, nigga. Yeah. You not tough at all. You hitting them weights. Now I'm still a man, nigga. You never heard a story about him. He wasn't beating up Shug. He wasn't talking that shit to Shug. But he gonna beat up Michelle or something. Yeah. Man, fuck out of here, man.
D Bones and shit like that. Like, come on, dog.
Hey, yo. All right, yo, this is crazy. This don't make no sense. But a nigga said, well, first he asked, is jerking off gay? and then he said, well, sucking his own dick make him gay? And he said, he know he'd be good at it because he good at jerking off.
What the fuck you saw this shit at?
Oh, somebody's story. It's this chick's story.
Like, but like, nigga, you could take me to fucking Guantanamo Bay. Nigga, they couldn't torture me long enough for me to get me to say some dumb shit like that. Like, bro, why the fuck would you say that on your own phone and then post that shit? Like, what the fuck is wrong with niggas, though?
I don't know.
Like, bro, like,
I saw it. I was laughing like this, bro, shit wild.
Going viral ain't gonna never be that important to me, nigga. But I'm gonna say some old fucking Fruity Pebble shit like that. Like, nigga, sucking your own dick? Like, I know I'll be good at sucking my own dick. Cause I beat off. Yeah. What?
But hold on. He said he know he'd be good at it because he's good at jerking off.
Like, I don't even know what to say to that, dude. Like, Like, I've been looking at this nigga like, what? Like, what you saying? Like, like, what the fuck wrong with niggas is weirdos, man. What the fuck is wrong with niggas, dog?
That's not the, I mean, you don't be saying weird stuff on your stories.
No, but why would he post? Not somebody sharing it. I know why not other people share it, because he's making a dumbass out of himself. Why the fuck would he put it? Why would he say that into a camera and post that?
I mean, he might want to suck his own dick.
But apparently he's not gay, allegedly.
Hold up. Wait. Does sucking your own dick make you gay?
Sucking any dick makes you gay, nigga.
I don't know. I never had a desire to suck my own dick. That's wild. The fuck? That's wild.
Like, what the
fuck? Wait, what the fuck? That,
right.
That's wild.
Nigga, I'm perplexed. Nigga, I'm confused as fuck. Like, why? Like,
hold up. What? You ever had a desire to suck your own dick?
No, I'm confused about why would somebody be thinking that and say it out loud.
Hold up. But if you was gay, that's probably like the best of both worlds, huh? Because you get to suck a dick and get the feeling of your dick sucked. Like, if you gay, you...
Is it win-win?
That's happy hour. we about to lose Buku fans on this segment.
Yes, yes, because your ass, once again. Look.
Oh, my. Say, bro. Yo, one criteria I got when I'm dating somebody, or well, not dating no more, but you know what I mean. Right. Being with somebody is they got to have friends, but they got to have, like, sound-minded friends.
Right, who, quality friends.
Right. Because I need somebody to have a life outside of me.
Right.
You can't be around me 24/7. You got to have a life. I want you to do things, go places, be with people.
Right.
Be with friends. And,
right.
But you got to have somebody that stay you the right way. Because the wrong friends that have you doing shit.
Right. No whole friends. The one out there doing whole shit.
Like, I mean, everybody got whole friends, but...
I mean, like, it can't be like a group of hoes.
It can't be all of them. Yeah, it can't be like four hoes and you the only...
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like, you can't be in a group of hoes. Like, you can't be the only one... That's solid, and they out there, girl. Fuck that nigga. He at home.
It's not just that. It's like whole friends might be like, "Yo, come over and chill. We gonna drink and chill." So your girl come over, and then they invite like five niggas.
Yeah, that's when they say, "Fuck that nigga."
Yeah, so that's why you gotta have like solid minded people who won't put you in predicaments to, you know,
right. Even to have a situation where it get misconstrued, she might not technically do anything, but nah, some niggas be up. They paranoid. Like, why the fuck you going over there? Like, nigga, she didn't know they was gonna have niggas there. Her friend asked her to come over there.
I ain't paranoid though, but
I'm just saying. But other niggas is like you comfortable in your skin. You know how you know who you are as a man. But other niggas don't know who they are as men.
But I know how I move. If say my girl go over there with two of her friends, and they invite three niggas over, she can't hang with them friends no more.
Right.
Because obviously they don't respect her relationship.
Exactly.
And they take me to play with.
Yeah.
Man, don't take me to play with. I'm talking about that because I'm not getting that topic right now. You know, people, like some people, be in blind competition with each other.
Right.
I'm glad that throughout the years, me and you never been rivals.
Right. We'll never be rivals.
And in no kind of way. I've never seen you like try to compete with me or upstage me or I never saw you do anything but uplift me in my life.
Right.
I never saw you do anything like that. But a lot of friends do that. I looked at a video before, like last week or something. I'm looking at how women move and how they compete with each other. Like women, say they get a BBL.
Right.
It's definitely not for the man because most men don't care about BBLs.
Right.
They getting a BBL to compete with the bitch next to her.
Right.
Look at the bags they got. Like, I don't know if you buy bags for bitches.
I mean, I don't buy a purse. Well, everything is for Robin. She wanted a purse. I bought the purse. I mean, but yeah. She don't like all the high-end bullshit. Like, some old local nigga, she told me to get it from. It was like $200, some shit like that.
Yeah. I mean, most niggas don't care about bags.
Right.
Like, Nick, I never saw a nigga say, oh, you got a Coach bag, I ain't gonna fuck you. Like, niggas don't care about bags.
Or even if it's fake, that bitch got a fake Chanel bag. Like, niggas ain't gonna turn their nose up at no shit like that.
Like, I'm bougie. Like, I'm at the point where my girl ain't wearing Coach. And Coach is cool.
Right.
But, nigga, I don't even want my girl wearing Michael Kors. That's beneath her. I sound hella bougie, but
I heard that shit a few times. Like, I'm like, when the fuck is something that costs, how much Michael Kors is? What? A few hundred dollars, right?
Something like that. Like $300 or something.
Yeah, like when that became cheap. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, but I put my girl in like designer bags. Like, so, that's how I do shit. Don't be like me. But,
like, I be like, these niggas wild. Like, when the fuck did $300 become like chump change for niggas? Like, I ain't that yet.
I ain't gonna lie, that's kind of chump change.
No, it ain't, nigga. I'm not buying nothing for myself that's $300. Nigga, I got a limit. And you know how much I love shoes, nigga. $250, it. I'm not paying no $400 for no flu games or no shit like that. I don't give a fuck how bad I want them. Nah, I'm good, brother. I just hit this one out. Oh. You gotta have some kind of financial stability, dog. You can't just be out there, I got it, so.
I do that. That's what I do. I got it, too.
YOLO. Fuck.
I do that pretty often.
This nigga, wow.
But I think the problem with friends and relationships is everybody competing with everybody, even couples. Like, women competing with women. She got a bag, so I got to get a bag. I got to get a better bag or something like that. I see her nigga got a flower, so my nigga better get me this, or I'm not going to fuck with him. Men compete too. Like, this nigga got a nice watch, I gotta get a better watch. Like, he took a trip here, I gotta take a trip there. Like, relationships gotta change. We gotta start like living for ourselves and not trying to keep up with the Joneses and compete with everybody.
Right. Cause first of all, nigga, I don't know how niggas still be friends with, like, you can notice that kind of shit. Like, how you still be cool with a nigga who every time something good happened to you, he either got a story about something good about to happen. Instead of him niggas just congratulating, or now he got a story about, oh, I did this, or I'm about to get that. Like, nigga, come on. That's like when you told me, oh, I want to marry DeJean. I'm about to marry Robin. Like, nigga, like it's not a competition. It's not a race to the altar, nigga. Like, nigga, be happy for your nigga. Like, it's not a race. It's not a competition. Like, oh, y'all both see a baddie. Oh, I'm about to go get it. Like, if we were single, you'd be like, oh, I'm about to go get her. And I'm thinking, oh, fuck that nigga, I'm about to go get her first. Like, I'm not gonna move like that. I don't give a fuck how bad the bitch is. Like, what the fuck wrong with niggas? Like, they got enough of everything in the world where y'all don't have to try to go after the same fucking prize, my nigga.
But our mindset is not predisposed like that. I think we believe there's limited resources. That's why, if there's a job opening, instead of trying to put your friend on, we hide them. We hide the job. We hide the opportunities right. by ourselves. We still got that crab in the bucket mentality. We think there's limited resources. That's why we behave the way we do. I'm talking in general, not us.
Yeah, but it's even with the job shit, like, rich white people don't do like that. Like, that's how they keep the money in the same circle.
Yeah, but we don't do that. We're trying to do that.
Same. Like, I wish we would adapt that kind of mindset when it comes to money. Keep it black. Keep it in the circle. Like, pass it down from generation to generation to generation to generation.
I mean, that's been my mindset.
Right. But it's so hard to get niggas to get out of that. Especially here. That crab in a bucket bullshit, dog. Like, they got, everybody can eat.
What we saying here, you ever lived in a different state?
Not for a long period of time. Like, for a couple months after Katrina, but that was it.
Yeah, I lived in Atlanta for a few months.
Yeah.
And I wasn't outside, so I
ain't know how it was. I wasn't either. So, but I mean, from what I can see, like as far as like celebrity, like Atlanta music, all them niggas do music together. Me, like them niggas keep the money. Texas niggas, they all fucking was like when they was hot, they was all doing music with other Texas niggas.
I don't know if New Orleans does music together. We seem a little separated.
Like and, didn't Cash Money and No Limit was kind of parallel to each other coming up at the same time? Like around the same time? Like from the same era or something like that?
I mean, same era, but like No Limit. I think No Limit was out in like, I think people was like moving around like damn the late
80s. Yeah. Yeah. Baby came what? Like early 90s? A few days after that? That's when they was trying to, they had signed, because BG had got signed first. I think he was like 13 or some shit like that.
I know Baby signed a great deal with Universal. Like, yeah. And Master P might signed the best deal ever.
Right.
Like them niggas.
But they ain't never collabed on no songs together. Ever.
I mean, they're, okay, you can't do it that way, because look at Jay-Z and Nas. It took them forever to collab on a song together. I think the first song they did together was Black Republicans.
Right.
Right, that
but they was doing music with other, it wasn't like Rockefeller versus whoever the other biggest label in New York was, and them niggas was just not fucking with each other at all. Coming up damn near at the same time. But like New York niggas was fucking, Jay-Z was doing something with other New York niggas.
All right. I got you like that.
Like Cash Money was just doing strictly Cash Money shit.
I mean, I got on the local music scene when I was like 20.
Right.
So how was I? That was like 2006, I think. So like before then, I don't know who was maneuvering with who or collaborating with who.
Right.
Because they might have had something brewing that didn't come to fruition, or it might have been behind the scenes. I can't tell you. I wasn't in the game then.
Right.
Then when I got in the game, local, I never got a, the one break I had was fucking with Texas.
Texas.
So exactly. It wasn't even local people.
So you was down here producing heat and a nigga from Texas heard it before a nigga from New Orleans.
I mean, New Orleans, they heard it, I guess. A nigga wasn't fucking with it. And I wasn't out in the street doing shows like that. Or I wasn't promoting hard like that. So that could have been on me.
Right.
I could have put more effort out into my craft, which I didn't. Well, I can say the same thing about this. I can put more effort out in this craft right here. Well, I don't know what more I can do with this. But fuck I was talking about. Yeah, just I mean, we can't make people like not compete and collaborate.
I mean, if you see a nigga moving a certain kind of way, you can just take yourself out of the situation. Like, you ain't gotta be friends with people like that. It's not like oh, we was friends at one point. We friends forever. No, nigga. Some people here for seasons, a reason, a lifetime, nigga.
Okay, think about your life. Did you have friends that, I guess, secretly hated or secretly competed with you on some shit? Jealousy or some shit you had to fall back from? Oh, they still might be around, nigga.
Not, if they do, I ain't never seen it. I seen niggas be jealous of other niggas that I was friends with. Hate on other niggas I was friends with, so I had to fall back from these niggas.
Yeah, but yeah, if somebody doing that, you gotta. Yeah, that's a warning sign, right?
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's so. A warning sign. So yeah, but I ain't never was like, oh, I'm about to do this, and then other niggas like, oh, I'm about to do something similar, and then he can try to just get it before me, so he can say he did it first. Like I ain't never seen no nigga move like that.
I think about one time, I don't know, I'm kind of embarrassed now. Shit, I was assistant manager. And I think DeJean got a raise or something. So I think she was making like 30 something, and she was making more than me.
Right.
I was like, fuck this, I got to get promoted. I got promoted too. Anybody get more money than me.
But think about it. If she would never got that raise, would you have been focused on getting a raise?
I was focused on it anyway. I was focused anyway.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I mean,
I was trying to promote it.
It was already in the plan, so she just kind of expedited the need to get it.
I don't know why, but I was not letting her make more money than me. I'm saying that shit, but she make more now. Like,
but you wasn't hating on her. Like, you wasn't on no, she don't deserve the raise.
Why, oh,
the
no,
they paying you that much?
I wasn't hating, but yeah. I was saying, like, man, ain't
anybody out earn me.
I ain't lying. I was thinking about an argument. I was thinking about us having an argument. She'd be like, that's why I got money, you broke nigga. So I was never gonna let that happen. So I'm like, fuck this. Go get this fucking money.
Oh, shit. Like, this nigga be, that motivation is crazy, dog. I never, nigga be like, damn. I do that shit at work. Like, if I hear about another nigga getting a raise, I go, all right, man. It's the pay gap a little bit too close for my blood, dog. They got to have a gap, dog. I can't be getting paid when everybody else getting paid, dog. No, because, nigga, I'm doing most of the fucking work. Like, it ain't no gap. Because when I'm not there, like, the stores, every store I've ever left is worse. Like, significantly worse, my nigga. Like, it's noticeably worse. So
I ain't working at her. Hey, my nigga, I'm semi-retired, nigga. Yeah, I'm about to say, I stopped working hard a long time ago.
This nigga got a taste of the good life.
I stopped working hard a long time ago.
This is what it's like being a white man? I ain't never going back to being a nigga. Niggas work too hard.
I say, in my lifetime, all the friends I encountered, I guess they encouraged me. I never had nobody, like, to my knowledge, like, jealous of me. I'm talking about my friends.
Right.
I've seen people be jealous right. and try to compete. Like, remember it was that Delgado and nigga, I think his name was Torture. He's like a rapper or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember that nigga. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he was trying to compete with me and everything. I think we was chilling one day. He walked up to me and started trying to battle me and shit. I started eating that nigga up. But pause. But like, yeah. Like, niggas from the outside, I seen them compete. I seen them niggas try to do whatever to tie me.
Right.
They might try to outdress me or whatever. Yeah, I'm living life.
Like, nigga, see you start, nigga try to see you putting that shit on. Now they try to put the shit on. Yeah. Or even like you be hearing shit about when people get married and motherfuckers be hating on them during the process, the wedding process, shit like that. Like I that was weird to me. Like, why would I want my hat? Nigga, as long as you happy, my nigga, I'm with whatever. Like, I'm just telling me what time I gotta be there, my nigga.
Everybody don't shit. Move like, and the manner you move. Shit. In my life, you might be the reddest nigga I encountered in my life. You and Dre, just, I've never seen two people show me genuine love and support
because
like that.
When never. Nigga, it's when you win, it's always we gonna celebrate. It's never I'm celebrating y'all niggas, kind of my minions. Y'all work for me.
Y'all are my minions.
I mean, get the fuck out of here. I knew you was about to say that. That's why I was trying to find another word. But it's always we winning. Every time you have a victory, we won. It's never I won. Praise me, niggas. No, it's we won. Like I'm getting married. I want y'all niggas there to celebrate with me.
Yeah, I had three best men.
Right.
Pause. Oh, this is off topic, but so yeah, I saw Tyrone today at his baby shower.
He had a shirt on? Because that nigga don't hate wearing, that nigga hate wearing a shirt.
Nah, I saw his belly.
I knew it!
He had a shirt on. I saw his belly. Yo. I swear, he had like a 4X shirt on, but it fit like a medium. That bitch fit mad snug.
You know you cook. Hey, y'all get your ass for that. Y'all get you in, dog.
And he was playing like a game where he had a fake pregnant. So he had to put a balloon in his shirt. I'm like, first of all, he had to put a balloon. He could have been regular. He could have been regular. But he had to like put his shoes on and shit. I saw the nigga belly and shit. Like the nigga belly always out.
Always though.
But that shirt was small as a motherfucker, man. That's my bro. I love that dude, man. Like, that's my nigga.
Shit. Oh, fuck. Fucking Tyrone, man.
And like, he one of those, like, nigga did a podcast. He showed support.
Hella support.
He's starting his own shit, but right. it's not like he's doing it like just to do it. It's not like he I see Nick doing, I'm doing, like,
right.
Like, he a content creator and he's hella funny. He knowledgeable, and I'm gonna help him every step of the way to get his shit. The funny thing is, when somebody trying to start a podcast, I'm always trying to support them.
Me too.
You think I ain't gotta compete with y'all? Like, ooh, nah, man, fuck that. Let's talk.
Nigga took the glasses off.
In this podcast field, in this media field, I want everybody to win. I know it's oversaturated and everybody does it, but I want everybody to get their shit off and be happy and do what they do.
Right.
I don't care if somebody doing it. I don't see him as a threat.
Right.
Even if they're good, I don't see him as a threat because, truth be told, I'm better at this. Dog, in this podcast world, I feel like I'm joining you, Brian. Nigga, I don't know who the gold is. Y'all gotta debate that shit. But we really here. So I don't care if a million niggas start a podcast. I want everybody to eat.
Right, because the real gonna weed theyself out. Like the cream gonna rise to the top, and if you got a trash product, it's gonna be obvious. So there ain't no need to just bash niggas and try to hate on them to try to make everybody turn against them. Because all you gonna do is look like a piece of shit. And why you hating on this man? Why you hating on the next man? Like, it ain't even necessary to do that.
Yo, I'm gonna say this. Maybe this is my arrogance talking, but ain't nobody better on the mic than me at doing this shit. I really feel that way. Even like our bad shows. Like, nigga, like this week, I'm prepared for this week. I just came here. I'm waiting for next week, to start the season 7. That's Mike season.
Right.
Like, I've been saying, I've been planning week Mike season 7. I ain't. This a bad episode, sorry. I ain't prepared for this. I just came here and did this shit. But like, even like, I don't think this is a good pile right here, but even our B-minus work is still better than the competition, whatever that is. Like, whatever that is. Like, I mean, I don't, like, everybody got a podcast. Fuck the little niggas, though. I'm talking to the mainstream niggas, man. Like Gilly and Wallow.
Right.
Fucking Mad Barnes and Stack. I like their shit.
Right.
I'd rather me. I mean, Joe Budden, his shit used to be fire. I'd rather us. Who else they got?
Lori and Ma still got their shit on it.
Oh, that shit is bad.
Yeah, I don't hear about it no more. I thought they got canceled or something.
Man, put us in that frame, man. That shit is awful. God damn. Now I'm competing. Nah, fuck that. Like, this podcast shit, I don't want to be friendly. I want to be competitors. And put our work against everybody else's. Oh, my dude, I don't know the nigga in real life, named Dane. I know him on Facebook. Right. I know you about to start a pod. Hope him and his brother about to start something. So, wish him the best.
Right.
In fact, anybody who trying to start something like a podcast, if you got questions on the, like, come to me. I help everybody. Like,
we don't gatekeep all that gatekeeping bullshit. That shit dead over here.
Yeah, but my goal is I was thinking about this. I want to start like a conglomerate or like a syndicate, like a media syndicate where us and everybody who doing something, like, you know, like Chip or whoever, we all band together like in one network and start like pushing out and putting New Orleans on the map.
Right.
So we could be like global icons. It's gonna take a lot of work and a lot of planning. I think about it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I don't care about nothing else, nigga. This season over. Season 7 starting next week, Mike season. Hope it's a good season, cause Nick season gonna be up for Nick season. We gonna get Buku guests. I might get Obama in this bitch for next season. I might get Jay-Z, Oprah.
How the fuck you gonna manage that, nigga?
Cause I'm that nigga. I might call Barack later, man. See what my boy BZ doing.
BZ?
Yeah, Obese. Man, give me your final thoughts of the episode and the season, man.
I mean, it was another fucking great season. Of course, we put out quality product. I'm proud of our work every week. Even if you try to downplay it all the time, I hate that shit.
See, bro, like, we not fantastic every week.
No,
we ain't never been awful, but we ain't fantastic every week.
That's quality, nigga. Think about it, nigga. If you go to fucking what you eat, like tacos, you always eat tacos, nigga. They got certain places that shit. Sometimes that shit be like, this shit is great. Sometimes be like, oh, this shit was kind of off this week, but it's quality, right?
I guess.
It should be you guess, nigga.
Said I guess, nigga.
See, you know what happens next week? Y'all gonna see us fist fight for the first time ever. You gonna fight on a pod. I bet you they get fucking ratings. These niggas on there fighting. Fuck.
Do it, Rockapella.
Stupid ass.
You know, you should have started singing. Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Oh, Lord, this nigga. See, this nigga so unserious, dog.
Yo, that wasn't your story.
I know.
Yeah. Like, once I saw your story, I started watching the episodes.
What, on YouTube?
Yeah, YouTube. I started playing the song. Well, she sneaks around the world. Carmen Sandiego. All right, man.
Oh, shit.
Go ahead. Last time hearing this song. The team ain't solidified, the leader ain't solid. I've been solid since day one. It's the season finale. That'd be the worst season finale we ever did, too. Episode 149 of the TMI podcast. We streaming everywhere. Google, Spotify, Apple. I think they got rid of Google Podcasts. I heard that. It don't matter. Amazon, iHeart, nigga. We ain't hard to find. I mean, our streams be everywhere.
Right.
They split up, but I love doing this. It's been a great season. I get to do it with my brother every week. This shit is important to me. Thank you for all my guests that came through. I ain't got nothing else to say, man. Peace out. We gone.